Now, we move to the next subject, is executing the bequest and settling his debts, paying off his debts. First, in terms of the bequest. Linguistically, al-wasiyya is the affirmed covenant. Linguistically, it means the affirmed covenant or the trust. Now, legally, technically, is the assignment to a certain individual or individuals to carry on and dispose certain matters after the death of the person making these assignments, or donation of the wealth after his death. For example, someone saying, if I die, then the one who should take care of marrying my daughters is such and such person. Or another example, a sick person having no children, having no sons, no daughters, no relatives, and assigns a certain individual to execute a certain task for him after his death. Or a sick person who doesn't have sons or relatives, and he fears for his daughters if he dies. So he says, the one who should be assigned to carry on their marriage and to take care of them after my death is such and such. And also the bequest can be financial. Like, for example, saying, I bequest that one third of my wealth or one fourth of my wealth to be given to the poor or the needy from my descendants. You understand the meaning of this? Al-wasiyya. This is al-wasiyya. Now, what is the Islamic ruling regarding al-wasiyya? What is the Islamic ruling regarding al-wasiyya? The five rulings apply to the wasiyya. The five rulings apply to the wasiyya, to the bequest. So it could be mustahab, recommended, for someone who may have left a lot of wealth. Then it is recommended for him to bequest. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:180. كتب عليكم إذا حضر أحدكم الموت إن ترك خيرا الوصية للوالدين والأقربين بالمعروف حقا على المتقين. It is prescribed for you when death approaches any of you, if he leaves wealth, that he make a bequest to parents and next of kin according to reasonable manners, and this is a duty upon al-muttaqin, the pious and the righteous. Although some of the scholars in this case, under this situation, like Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, went to the opinion that in this situation it is obligatory. Okay, this is the first situation. The second, it is detested, makruh, disliked. This is disliked for a poor person who has an heir or an heir, a needy one. So in this case, it is detested for him to make a bequest. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ admonished Abi Waqqas when he wanted to bequest half of his wealth. The Prophet ﷺ said, الثلث والثلث كثير. One third and one third is too much. إنك إن If you leave your heirs rich, it's better than you leave them needy, seeking people. So in this case, seeking what's in people's hands. So in this case, it is what? Detested. It is disliked. The third case is, the bequest is forbidden in case he makes it to one of his heirs. Like, for example, he says, I bequest such and such amounts of my wealth to my son, but not the rest. This is forbidden, because the Prophet ﷺ said, there is no bequest to a warith, to an heir. He doesn't deserve it. Also, it is forbidden if someone bequests to a third non-heir person by more than one third. In this case, only the one third is to be executed, not more. In case of someone who does not have heirs, so if therefore in this case he bequeaths all of his wealth, it's allowable. A person having no descendants or a father or a mother, having no husband nor a wife, then he bequests to all of his wealth. And in this case it is permissible, because in this case there is no right attached to anyone. You understand? There is no right attached to anyone here. Is that clear? The fifth situation is, the bequest is obligation. When regarding every right for an individual or for a person, which cannot be affirmed except by it. Meaning, if he doesn't bequest, then the right is lost. Like, for example, someone borrows 10,000 from a person. He takes this loan and there is no verification or documentation of it. Now in this case, the borrower, if he doesn't bequest, then the right will be lost, and therefore in this case it is obligatory to make it. Is that clear? And this is a very important matter which we need all to be reminded about. So if there is a right for someone which is not documented and it cannot be proven except by a bequest, then in this case the bequest is what? Obligated. Now, what is the recommended amount? Most people are on the one third that it is. One third, that is the one which is recommended. But in reality, this is not really the one which is recommended. Yes, the Prophet ﷺ said to Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, الثلث, the third, and the third is too much. And that's why Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, لو أن الناس غضوا من الثلث إلى الربع. If would people overlook the one third and they go to one fourth. And also Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, أرضى مرتضاه الله لنفسه. I'm content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was content to himself. By the one-fifth, al-khumus. And so he said that it is recommended for the person to make a bequest of one-fifth. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Anfal, chapter 8, verse 41, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّمَا غَنِمْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ خُمُسَهُ وَلِلرَّسُولِ وَلِذِي الْقُرْبَ وَالْيَتَامَ وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ. And know that whatever of war booty that you may gain, verily one-fifth of it is assigned to Allah and to the Messenger and to the near relatives of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also the orphans, the masakeen, the poor and the wayfarer. So therefore, if a person dies, it is legal to execute his bequest, and people should hasten to do that. Why? So that he receives the reward. So that he receives the reward for that. So therefore, people should hasten to execute al-wasaya, the bequests. However, if the bequest is forbidden, then it is forbidden to execute it. But to execute it in a matter which is recommended or wajib, then it is obligation. Now, case. If someone says, if I die, I bequest that I be buried in such and such place. Is this bequest permissible or not? And is it an obligation upon the heirs to execute it or not? The answer. In terms of permissibility, it is permissible. In terms of permissibility, it is permissible. But it is not binding. It is not binding upon the heirs to execute it. Why? Because this is not a matter which is legally sought. It is not from the matters that should be legally sought. Why? Because the earth, all of it, is the same. The Prophet ﷺ said, جُعِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا. The earth had been made, set as a place of worship, masjid, and a tahura, a purifying thing, to do tayammum with. Unless the one making the bequest has an objective in that. Like what? He may be in a place where there's widespread grave worshipping, or being in a place where there's widespread abuse of the graves and stealing things from graves, as you may know. Then in this case, this is a legal objective. So therefore, this entails what? This entails what? Entails that the inheritors, entails upon them that they should execute it. However, if there is no legal objective, then it is not binding upon the heirs to execute. But if they do execute it, then there is no harm. What about settling the debts of the deceased, paying off his debt? One should know that the scholars, rahimahumullah, state that it is legalized to execute the bequest and to settle the debts before washing the deceased. Contrary to what is done by many people in our times. And this is a matter that we should give it attention. That the execution of the bequest and settling one's debts should take place before washing the deceased. And what is the debt? The debt is the responsibility for fulfillment of an obligation. Not just the loan, but everything that is affirmed as a responsibility for fulfillment, from loans, sale price, rent, estimate of destruction done by the individual. So if a person takes a loan, then this is a debt. If he buys something and he doesn't pay for it, then this is a debt. Dain. If he rents a house and does not pay the rent, then this is a debt. If he causes some destruction to a car of an individual, then, and he is liable, then this is a debt. So it's a responsibility to fulfill as an obligation. You understand the meaning of ad-dain, the debt? It is more comprehensive than what people think. And the debt is of two types. That which is for Allah, and that which is for the children of Adam. As to that which is for Allah, includes the expiations. The expiation of oaths, expiation to feed, expiation for killing. Or the zakah, the due zakah. When the zakah is prepared, then it must be dispensed. Now, with respect to the deceased, paying the debts of the deceased should take place if he leaves wealth behind. And if a person dies and does not leave wealth behind, and he owes people, certain debts, or that there are debts that he is responsible for, due upon him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is nothing binding upon the heirs. There is nothing binding upon the heirs, you understand? No obligation upon them. And what is done by some people, from going after the heirs, asking them to close the debts of the deceased, this is forbidden. This is haram. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى, as in Surah Az-Zumar 39 verse 7, and more than one place in the Quran, 39 verse 7, and no bearer of burdens shall bear the burden of another. So if you give my father a loan, some money, and he dies, What is my sin? Yes, if he left wealth, then in this case I will be asked to fulfill and pay the debt. Now, what is the debt that is considered? The considered debt is that which is affirmed by a proof. That which is affirmed by a proof. If it is affirmed by a proof, then it is incumbent upon the heirs to pay it. And if there is no affirmation by a proof, a verification, just mere claim, in this case it is not binding upon the heirs to pay it back. Example, a person came after the death of someone, and he came to his inheritance with a document of verification that the deceased took such and such amount of money from him. This is a proof. Or if he brings witnesses, this is a proof. So in this case, it is incumbent upon him to work upon them to do or fulfill what is entailed by this proof and to pay the debt. Now, if there is only just a mere claim, here, if the heirs knows that this person is a trustworthy person, the one who is asking, making the claim, he may give him. And if he doesn't, then it is not binding upon him. Like if it is known that this man who is claiming this is a known righteous man and a just person, and he believes him, there is no harm. However, one should be careful. If there are legal minors amongst the heirs, then it is not permissible for the elder one to give or pay back from the share of the legal minors. Example, this person dies, leaving two sons behind. One is 30 years of age, and the other 10 years of age. And so a man came and said that their father owes him $10,000. And he doesn't have a proof. The elder believed him. So the elder will give him from his share of the inheritance. And now we know that the inheritance now is between the two in half. Each will have a half. So therefore, what is binding upon the elder is to give how much? How much? He should give how much? 50%. So, 5,000, right? Exactly, 5,000. And it is not permissible for him to give him 10,000. Taking from the share of the legal minor. Now, when the legal minor reaches the age of maturity, intellectual maturity of being able to dispose his affairs, then it will be said, if you want to pay this man the debt, otherwise it is not binding. So therefore here we learn that it is incumbent to hasten to close the debts of the deceased. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, نفس المؤمن معلقة بدينه حتى يقضى عنه. The believer's soul is attached to his debt. That's why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, نفس المؤمن معلقة بدينه حتى يقضى عنه. The believer's soul is attached to his debt till it is paid on his behalf. Till it is paid on his behalf. And this hadith is reported by Ahmad and At-Tirmidhi. And At-Tirmidhi said it is Hasan. It is good narration. But nowadays, regrettably, if a person dies, leaving behind real estate, or houses, or wealth, and shares, farms, you find the heirs delaying the paying of his debts. They say, we better wait until the shares prices go high and the real estate goes up. This is haram upon them, not permissible, because the heirs has no right in any of the inheritance except after closing the debts. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مِن بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ يُوصَى بِهَا أَوْ دَيْنَ, as in Surah An-Nisa 4:11. The distribution, in all cases, after the payment of legacies, he may have bequeathed or debts. That's the point of evidence. That's the point of evidence. And worse than this, the people who, after the death of their father, who leaves wealth behind, and also there is debt to pay, they don't pay off and close the debt from the inheritance of the deceased. Rather, they go and seek donations. They seek donations to close the debts. Not only that, some of them, they go and ask for zakah money. And this is forbidden. This is forbidden. So therefore, with respect to the bequeath and the dain, the debt, there should be hastening in executing and closing the debts, in executing the bequests and closing, paying off the debts of the deceased. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.